Now then, I'm off to look for my brother. He's been gone far too long, and I'm getting worried about him.
Okay, I'll stay and guard the campsite.
Pregnant and alone? I think the hell not. You're coming with me, Lady Faust.
All right, Aaron.
Yes?
I may be hurt, but deep in my heart, I love Malachi more than he'll ever
know. I know you do. The anger and the hurt is understandable, but please show him that not all is lost, and I know he'll do anything for you, m'lady.
Aaron, I found his swords over here by the field.
Let me see.
What is it?
He was standing here. The disturbance in the patch of grass is still present. And Merwin was tied to the tree, see? Here are the hoofprints. And a bit of rope was broken off. Almost as if they were in a hurry.
I do. You're rather perceptive, Aaron.
The intellect is more a curse than a blessing, m'lady. Many thanks all the same.
So, Malachi was practicing the swords, and then what?
The tree in the center of the field. I can feel it. There was a foul presence there. Here, this thickens 30 branch. There's a piece of torn cloth. Could be a part of a cloak, and it's... The material feels foreign. No one in these parts
and
carries such riches.
Whoever that belongs to took him? It must have.
More than likely.
Malachi. No.
M'lady, this is no time to lay down and give up. I can track him. I am a ranger. And I will rescue my brother.
Malachi! No. I shouldn't have been so cruel. This is the gods punishing me. What if he's dead, Aaron?
No, I don't think he is. Malachi is a fighter, and I know he's all right.
I feel bloody awful. My head is pounding, and I feel like I stood up too fast. What the hell is going on? Where am I?
Your home, my king. My home.
Is this home? I don't even recognize the bedroom.
It can be. Where my heart has, yours will always be home.
I feel so hot. My head is swimming, and I feel... I just feel so strange, m'lady.
You must have a fever. After all, you've had an exhausting journey.
I guess I have. Though I don't really remember. To be honest, it's hazy. The last few weeks, I can't recall. I can't quite recall where I've been.
And that's all right. You were carrying such burdens, my king. And now you will forget them. Clear your head and wipe the slate clean. There's no need to deal with heaviness and sorrow.
Sorrow. I feel a sting. Why does my chest feel so heavy?
It is because you've cried enough. Though your tears are allowed, in this new beginning there will be no more tears, love.
No more. Truly.
Yes, I speak the truth. Do you believe
me? Yes. I believe you. But please forgive me. If I cannot comprehend as quickly, I fear something is overwhelming my senses.
I can see the fever has truly made you sick. It is in your eyes and the pain on
well,
your face.
I've always been susceptible to sickness. At least I think I am. Come to
it's
think
all
of
right.
it.
I'm
come not
with me.
Sure.
There is a body of water we use for healing in the Oracle Chambers.
A chamber for healing? And what will it do? It's just a simple fever, isn't
it?
It
will renew you. You'll see. Just trust me. The waters will help you. It will renew you, you'll see. Just trust me. The waters will help you. Yes. Now come. We need to strip you down to your undergarments, my king. After all, it needs to consume your flesh.
I don't know about this. I feel a little queasy. And my legs are shaking.
Oh, you're scared. But believe me, once you step out of the water, you will feel stronger.
I believe you, milady.
Good. Now Rain, Vera, and Sephora will take care of you. And they will return you to my chambers once the ritual is complete.
I see you on the other side, Lady Serenia.
Such a gentleman.
Come, help me draw him from the water.
Yes, sister. Let us pull him back to life.
You are very beautiful. I see why our Lady Serena has chosen you.
Thank you.
Beautiful indeed. What? Very beautiful. Vera! Fetch the beautiful man a drink. The sweetness of the pear wine will certainly help him.
Hi, my darling. This is quite a strong drink, our wine. And he'll feel stronger.
And he's quite lucky. No man outside of our own nightmarish males ever tastes the pear wine.
You have a scar on your shoulder. Is it a battle wound?
No. It was... It... I'm sorry. My head feels so clouded, ma'am. I can't recall where I got this scar.
Looks to be a burn wound. And it seems our waters have irritated it.
Did they? I didn't notice.
Come here. Allow me to use these aloe leaves on your shoulder. The water possesses healing and renewal, but they can agitate other wounds.
It's odd. You seem so gentle. Not quite so crude like the others.
I'm only half a nightmare. I was born of a water nixie and a female nightmare. My people are naturally gentle at heart.
But aren't hybrids forbidden? No offense meant, m'lady. You're very kind and beautiful all the same.
Vampires are so rigid in thought. Though, I thank you for your compliment.
Mr. Serena, I smell it on him. He too is a hybrid.
What? I'm not a hybrid. Oh, that smarts.
Vera, the drink, please. And Sephora, help me hold him.
Aye, milady. I've got him. Now, beautiful one, hold still and try not to scream. I imagine this will be quite painful.
Aye, here you are. Beautiful man. Half and half. Half in your mouth and half on the wound.
Half and half. Damn it. Oh, that stings to hell. I swear.
You'll be all right. Now, I shall escort you back to Serenia's chambers. You'll need all the rest you can get.
And why's that?
You're her toy, and she gets bored with toys quickly.
Gods help me.
Ahem. May I offer a piece of advice to ye, vampire?
Yes?
In the presence of the most powerful nightmares, especially one of her clan, you are the prey. Do not think your life here will be easy with her talents.
Milady speaks quite truthfully. You may have Lady Selenia's favor, but you are still a vampire. And vampires are my enemy, even pretty ones, such as yourself.
Up ahead is a body of water which holds the pathway to the Shadowlands. Yet the territory between is ruled by the Unseelie Mare Sirens.
You mean we cannot cross it without the Mare Sirens' blessing?
Yes. King Moyer Erdenbor, the Mare Siren ruler, will have to grant us passage.
Are the Mare Sirens in the kingdoms of Tir Fothryn in league with the Shadowlands?
The Nixies and the Mare Sirens have always been neutral in many wars. I don't know if they are this time around, m'lady.
Come on, this way.
Wait for me.
Hello there, little ones.
L? Who is that?
He's a vampire, I think.
That I am. However, I come peacefully, and desire to cross the sea ahead, seeking the blessings of King Moyer.
The king is my father.
You are the Prince of the Mare Sirens?
I am. My name is Elion Erebor. Do you truly come in friendship and peace?
Yes, we have no quarrel with your people, lad.
I see. Come, Levi. Let's return to the sea and retrieve my father.
El, I can't.
You can breathe. Remember? I made it so.
I can't. No, I can't because...
I smell a were-leopard near.
As did I.
It's me. I'm the were-leopard. Please don't hurt me.
If you hurt him, you will face my anger.
I know my people are bad, but please don't hurt me.
They won't. I'll protect you.
Be still, Prince Elion. I am not going to harm your friend.
Do you swear it?
I swear it.
What? I don't understand.
Yes, there is no need to be afraid, little one. You're only a child. And you are not responsible for this.
Even I am with Callista on this one. Is your father a soldier, little one? Is he away at battle?
My papa? I don't know.
How did you end up here? The nearest were-leopard village is miles from this border.
My village was attacked by sealy elves. And Papa has been gone for so long. It's just Mama and my sister until the raid.
Oh, you sweet child.
So I ran and I ran as they chased me, and then I ended up here. Elion saved me.
And he's mine. My best friend. I'll keep you safe. Always.
Me too! I promise to keep you safe, El.
Well, I have someone I'm trying to keep safe, too. They're in danger, you see, and we must cross your territory to get to them.
I can't provide a boat, but my papa can. Wait here, and I'll go fetch him.
Greetings, vampire. I am King Mior Erenbor of the Lands Beneath the Water. Who are you, and what, may I ask, brings you to our shores?
Humbled in your presence, ruler of the Azure Sea. I am Prince Aaron, eldest first twin of the Faust family, and this is Lady Faust, my queen and sister-in-law.
The pleasure is mine.
Our business in your lands is this, my lord. We have come to you and are requesting permission to cross through the territory.
I can tell you're an honorable and well-mannered man, Prince Aaron. Yet I must know, for what purposes are you requesting passage?
My brothers, sir. They have been taken captive by the nightmares.
And you wish to infiltrate the land of the shadows? You're quite a fool. Brave, but foolish nonetheless.
I love my family, and would do anything to see them return safe from harm's clutches.
Indeed, I do respect your loyalty to family, Prince Aaron. And I shall grant you a water carriage to pull you across the way.
Many blessings upon you, your majesty. My gratitude knows no bounds for this.
I receive this and pray the Lord Lyr, god of the seas, protects your voyage. Now go. Here is the carriage. Be on your way and heed this warning.
Aye, milord.
The Shadowlands is an island of the darkest magic you will encounter. Beware the effects of his priestess clan and of its oracles. They will ensnare you should their waters reach your lips.
I must say, those garbs suit you well. Incredibly handsome on a man such as you.
Whatever pleases you, love. I shall adorn myself for your enjoyment.
Indeed.
I must say, this armor is quite light. Not like the gear I did have.
Well, my people thrive on swift action. Too much armor can weigh you down.
Perhaps. But it seems to lack the proper protection. One could easily be stabbed or killed, don't you think?
Oh, I thought vampires were immortal to all weapons except disease.
We are. But your people are not, right?
The nightmares have thrived for centuries. We're immortal, like you. Though our weakness is not disease. We just live for centuries. Though we are not beyond requiring injury.
Yes. It seems to be an advantage. My people, once they reach their 500th year of age, are likely to be susceptible to sickness and pass from it. Our immune systems are quite fragile.
And what of plants? Do those too affect you?
Yes. I'm allergic to roses in every way, as it makes my people suffer fevers.
Luckily for you, we don't grow those here. We grow indigo roses in Wolfsbane, but those are quite different.
Indigo roses? Mm. Will it make me sick?
Oh. Nay, we call them indigo roses, but we aren't certain what they truly are. All we know is they're rather sweet in their scent, and their perfumes fill the air of our land.
It certainly has a strong scent. What do you use them for?
Healing, mainly. We crush it into our potions and sometimes mix it in our wines.
Fascinating. I must say, for a place cut off far from the rest of the world, it's so beautiful. Mysterious. And completely exquisite.
Beautiful? Truly?
I think so. There's a gentle mystery to your world. I find it majestic.
I've never heard anyone describe our lands this way.
Then, you have no inkling of the way I see the world, Lady Serenia.
Has anyone told you that you have kind eyes?
Do I?
Yes. They're soft and gentle.
I suppose I haven't looked at myself much lately.
Are all vampire eyes this color? The hues of purple are deep and powerful.
I couldn't say, milady.
On another topic, Malachi, can I ask you something?
Yes, milady. Ask away, and I shall answer you as best I can.
I've been rather curious about this. How are vampires born? I heard your legends say you were grown from the dirt of the earth by Lady Red herself.
'Tis true. The first vampires were given life by Lady Red's blood and Lord Ambrosio's sorrow after her death. But these days, when vampires are born, we perform the sacrifice.
And
ritual.
What is that?
When our babies are born, they're not quite awake, per se. Vampires are born asleep. It is only after our sages perform the sanguine ritual, with our sacred blood of the Golden Ages, that we awaken.
Do all vampires survive this procedure?
No. I know Edgar and I almost didn't. We were very sickly when we were born.
And who is Edgar?
Edgar? I'm sorry, I don't... That name... So familiar...
And who is Edgar? Can you tell me?
Well, he's... No. I don't know. Perhaps he was a friend? I'm sorry, my head is pounding all of a sudden. And I'm so confused.
It's okay. You need to return to our chambers and sleep. Think no more of your people, for now you are one of mine. And speaking of that, I hear the captain of our fine army wishes to have you join his regiment.
I care not for this war. I care so little for battle.
Yes, but it would please me to see you drenched in the blood of our people's enemies.
That's rather cold and morbid for you to wish, my love.
And I see your heart is still soft.
Perhaps my heart is soft, but I detest killing. And I always will. It sickens me. I cannot take the life of another. Not even to sate my requirement for blood. It does not sit well with me.
So you would starve yourself?
I thrive on animals' blood. I feel less guilty, I suppose.
You are an unusual man, Malachi. But there is honor in your choice, I suppose.
If it's between spilling the blood of an innocent or the beast within my nature, or choosing to be honorable, my lady, I would choose honor every time.
Now then, you're looking exhausted.
I suppose I am.
Go, return to the compound and sleep.
Yes. That sounds good to me. I take my leave of you, Lady Serenia.
Listen to me, Callista. What we're about to embark on is dangerous.
I know. These people got the many legends of my childhood. They're deadly.
No, you don't. Legends are written down to warn of danger. And these legends will kill you.
Stop treating me like a fragile, ignorant flower and speak to me with dignity and respect. For I am queen, Arryn, and it is time I stepped into that power.
That's the fire we need, Your Highness. You are a queen, and it's time we got back our family. However... The task ahead will force you to fight, and you will fight in ways you've never had.
My husband taught me to fight. It's because of him that I can wield this sword.
All right. Now, parry, love. That's it, my queen. Now, hold. Remember, keep your feet planted.
Like
yes!
This.
And a firm grip, like so. And then, jump back.
Here we go. Like this?
You've got it. Now, come on. One, two, three. One, two, three. And step. Follow me, just like that.
Ha! It's like a dance.
Yes, exactly. A dance with sharp objects, but a dance nonetheless. Eyes on me. Always eyes on me. And beware... of changes!
Yeah! Malachi! Malachi! Malachi? Malachi, please answer me! Oh, are you blooming face? awake. I thought I knocked you out cold and unconscious.
Your beauty will knock me out every time.
Well, you're a pain in my behind. And a jerk.
I'm funny as hell is what I am. Though the defense of magic did smart me right in the kisser.
I'll give you a kiss.
Really? Right here and now, Your Highness.
Malachi Edenfast, have some dignity, would you?
Me? Have propriety. Bah!
You're rather silly.
What can I say? I feel as if I can let my guard down around
sign,
you.
A good sign, I should hope.
Is it rather unbecoming
no,
of me?
Don't ever think that. I love every part of you. From that grin of yours to the way your nose scrunches up when you laugh.
I don't.
But, above all, I love the way you desire to protect those around you. I appreciate your kindness and your strength. You are loyal and honest in ways I need and require. And you respect me, as I respect you.
Always. I might be stubborn, and have a slight temper, I won't lie.
Yes, but you've got a gentleness too, and a patience that surpasses all anyone could ever ask for in a man.
And the gods must have blessed me. With a woman who sees me as you do, a kind and beautiful woman, with a pure and gentle strength. You have a heart. I adore more than all the beauty this land can offer.
They blessed us both, my dear.
Aye. Indeed they did, love.
For the creation process?
Malachi? Yes, but if he is to form the foretold heir, I'll have to mix his blood with mine.
A necessary sacrifice, my lady. And one that Lord Alicia will grant you blessing.
I sense a hesitancy, and it is in your eyes. What are you wary of?
I would be cautious of suppressing the prince's memories.
How else will he be loyal to me? Those memories bog him down. I must destroy any remnant of his life with that beauty.
Yes. But you also forget his health. He's been feverish for days, and he weakens by the second. If you don't lessen your hold, he'll collapse.
Fine. I suppose I'll ease up. But will he
hate
me?
If the distaste in his heart for that wretched queen isn't true, he will not hate you, but fall deeper in love with the one who so cares.
If it isn't true, you didn't see him in that field weeping like a small child.
Then, milady, his heart will be yours once he awakens from the daze.
You're unwell, my king.
Don't worry about me, love. It's just the dampness in the air.
I don't believe you.
I'll be fine, love. I promise. I just need to rest.
Edgar Caliban Faust. Don't lie to me. When you were 12 years old, you caught a cold and tried to hide it from me.
Never could hide anything from you.
You think you can hide from me? You think after knowing you for as long as I have, that you can hide?
No. You know me better than anyone. You're the only person who knows me.
If I weren't bound to this wall, I'd examine you. You always had a difficult time with your health when we were children.
I did. We all did. Malachi was easily stricken with sickness too.
Indeed he was.
If I die here... Please, Lady Red, spare Sirius. I couldn't find rest if he were killed. Sirius, if we die here, I want you to know that you are my heart and
you
that...
Don't even go there, Edgar. I know your brother loves you, and he'd cross through the depths of Tekduin to save you.
I know he does. Even when I push him and piss him off, he still loves me.
Malachi is a stubborn man, and sometimes stubbornness is needed for people like us.
It is. I don't deserve a brother like him. I certainly haven't been good to him these last few weeks.
I think he'll forgive you.
In the depths of my heart, I hope he can, Sirius. However, I'm scared that this time, it will leave a mark I cannot wipe clean. I've gone too far.
Will be well.
What is happening? Where am I? Who are you?
It is you? I, Serenia. Do you not recall my prince?
No. I don't know you. Get away from me. I'm afraid.
It's okay. It's all right. You're safe, I swear.
Edgar. I want my brother. Edgar.
Your brother is here. I shall have him brought.
What the hell? What the hell? Oh, gods be praised! Malachi!
Edgar. You are here.
I am. I'm right here. And I'm so sorry, Malachi. I'm sorry for everything. For not listening to you.
How touching. You've served your purpose. Prisoner.
You bastard sanguine gobshite!
No, Edgar.
No. I'm done being a victim. Being pushed around and tricked.
What are you on about, fool?
I think it's time I gave in to
no,
it.
No, don't!
Long have I held back the burning embers in my heart, and it wrestles for control.
What does this prisoner ramble about, whelp? Explain yourself.
Now I shall step into that power
and embrace the light!
Edgar, no!
Light
Don't.
Of the Phoenix, fill my soul. Give me your embers and break the chains of this raging heart.
No!
Anuel and Ardor, heed my command. Burn the Sanguine Hags and all that they own. Let the light of Ardor be my God. The light of the Phoenix King shall smite you.
Gods of old! The stronghold's on fire!
What? Edgar's given in. Oh, Lady Red, spare us. He's become a Phoenix King. He always did have a big temper.
Then forget stealth. My brother-in-law just lit up the damn sky and we need to go. Now!